what do I define about growing up? You know what I'm saying? Like, feeling better, living better, better location.
What he failed to tell you was, when you're on my time, I can reclaim it. He left that out, so I'm reclaiming my time. Please, can you respond?
Are you kidding me?
Who are you rooting for tonight?
I'm rooting for everybody black. Betting on black tonight.
I'm sorry for the realness.
Hey everybody, it's Whitney from WhitneyDanielle.com, and this is our very first solo dolo episode. I'm excited about this episode because this really is one of my trademark go-to foundational, fundamental, evergreen episodes. This is an episode that I want you to come back to whenever you need to. Whenever you need that boost, whenever you need that reminder, whenever you need that push to kind of get your stuff together and to just remind you about all the things you need to be focusing on when it comes to networking. And here's why. So I feel like we're, you know, life is always changing. We are always changing. We're always in new situations, at new events, whether, you know, we want to be or not. And, you know, that's just a part of life. You're going to be invited to stuff where you're going to have to mix and mingle with people that you've never met before or who you've met once and just like don't know. And this is going to help you do that. This is going to help you if you're going basically to any professional event, to any social event, just for living, like just living your regular life, just going to work every day or going out of your house every day. This is going to help you do that. So come back to this episode if you need it and share it with anybody who you feel might need it. And just as an FYI here, I do have a Pinterest board just for networking tips. It's pretty awesome. And my Pinterest is, I think, Whitney Danielle Coaching. So if you go there on Pinterest, I even think it's like pinterest.com/Whitney Danielle Coaching. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but I'll link it in the show notes. Anyway, I have a board specifically for networking tips. It's called Networking Tips. And I have one for the podcast show called Network and Spill. And so I'll try to put as many, and I always do, try to put as many networking tips and tricks and info as I can. So if this is something that you love and you want more, you'll find more on my boards. I like to have that just because it's fun to research different ways people are networking. A lot of the stuff that I found when I did my research for networking was like, you know, join research or like trade groups and like professional networks and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, duh. But I want my tips to be tips that you use as like literal guides. Like you can write these down, put them on a sticky note, put them in your pocket and like refer to them at an actual networking event or whenever you meet a new person. That's what my tips are going to be like. They're a little bit more interpersonal and intellectual than like step one, go to www.linkedin.com. I'm trying to keep a little bit more well-rounded here because I think we're all smart enough to know where to go online to kind of do things and to be connected. And it's, well, what do you do after that, right? How do you build real lasting connections with people and not just meet people? Because you can meet people all day, right? It's like you can date people all day. But if you want to meet like a lasting partner, there's a few other things you got to do than just like meet them. So anyway, I hope this helps. I'm going to do probably like 8 tips. There may be like a bonus tip here and there because when I get going, I get going. But these will be 8 tips that you can absolutely use to take with you for any sort of networking shenanigans you end up in this year, next year, any year, all the time. All right. So tip number one, always bring your A game. Always bring your A game, guys. Please do it for me. Do it for you. Do it for your future. Definitely bring your A game. And when I say A game, I mean, I want you to be positive and I want you to be confident and energized. Actually, there's 3 things. I want you to be confident. I want you to be energized and I want you to be positive. These are 3 very important keys. These are 3 things that I typically don't always see when I meet new people. At events, when I'm going to the store, at my local gym, I want you to pay attention to these 3 things. And this is important because it obviously affects how people remember you, whether you do it, you know, what is it? The subtle things, like people, you just do it subconsciously. Like you give off certain vibes and people catch them typically, whether they're cognizant or not, but typically it has some sort of effect on their impression of you. Right? Like most of us can tell when people are having a shitty day, whether or not we care is something different, but most of us can tell. So please make sure that you're showing up to events in positive ways. I have a YouTube channel. I still have it. But on my YouTube channel, I did a whole video on like getting yourself pumped to go into a networking event, because a lot of us go into, you know, professional settings and we're super nervous, or we had a long ass day at work, or maybe on the way to the conference or event, we just got into some traveling troubles, or we had a really shitty day, or just something bad happened, a bird pooped on us on the way there. Like, you know, and you bring that energy into a space with you if you're not cognizant of it. So I really want you guys to make sure when you're showing up, you're not like just spilling information that people like don't need to know. A lot of people do that. You'd be surprised, like just baggage, just like word vomit. And they start telling you about shit that you just really don't need to know. Or just negative opinions on stuff. Like, wow, this event is blah, blah, blah. Like, bro, chill. You don't know who these people are. So please make sure that you're speaking positively. You have a positive attitude. You're showing up super confident. And that doesn't mean being overconfident. That doesn't mean being overzealous or arrogant or showboxy or showboaty. Like, nobody cares about that stuff. You don't have to flaunt anything verbally. You just flaunt you. Just be you. Just keep it cool. Please don't overdo it. Nobody cares. We're not at that level yet, right? And I think even at any level, nobody really truly cares. So just be yourself and keep it confident. Just be confident in who you are and what you bring to the table, because I know for a fact, and you know for a fact, that you bring something very special and important to the table. So hold on to that. And I will do more pieces on confidence and how to really tap into that just in general, but I want you to bring that confidence to the event. One of the tips I give in my YouTube videos is, you know, when you're prepping for walking into an event or going to an event where you have to meet new people, is really boosting yourself energetically, like in the car, turning up your favorite songs, your favorite jams, pumping up the volume, literally physically, like just getting into it, getting excited, just shifting your mood. Maybe you were in traffic for unnecessarily long periods of time before getting into that event. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, just hone in on something positive and something confident within you and use that to propel you energetically into that event, into that boardroom, into that meeting, into that situation. Definitely tap into that, because your positive vibes are just contagious, and people love that. People love being around somebody who is smiling and just happy and not miserable and not bringing unnecessary baggage or political opinions to a conversation that just started. You know, people want to see that. So please bring that. That's step number one. Step number two, or really tip number two, is body language. So just like people can tell when you're in like a bad mood, or you know what I mean, they can also tell by just looking at you. And subconsciously, our body picks up on body language as well. They say that communication is like 1,000,000%. I'm just kidding. I don't know what the actual percentages are, but there is a large percentage of our communication that is nonverbal. It's physically the way you look, the way that you are standing, the way that your arms are in a complete fold, and the way that your body is facing against the room or in the opposite direction of the entire group. You know, these are things that you're doing potentially that are keeping people away from you. And what I find interesting is that a lot of people who complain about not meeting people are people who are typically unapproachable. And this happens when you've got your arms crossed, you're not looking available. Hello, this is huge. I need you to look available, which means not being buried in your phone, not looking upset, resting bitch face. You got to leave that shit in the car. It's not going to work in an event like this or in a social environment to get you where you want to go. Nobody wants to approach you when you look like that. Nobody. And even though it may be cute when you're at a nightclub and you're trying to ward off weirdos, it's not cute at a business conference or at your friend's wedding. It's just not. So please make sure you're watching your body language. Make sure you're watching other people's body language. This is a huge tip, guys. I never see people talking about ever. And it's one of the biggest pro tips I could possibly give you, because when you go into events, seriously, I challenge you to go to an event or to go anywhere the next time you're out and just watch people's body language. Don't say anything. Just watch. Just watch people with your eyes. That's it. Just watch people and see what's going on. See how people are acting and how people are positioning themselves in the room. You know, it's important. You want to make sure that you look like you are, again, lighthearted, positive, fresh, ready to talk. You know, you're just being you. You're just happy. You're just there. I don't want you to be in the corner, sort of standoffish, super nervous. You know what I mean? Like you're in your head so much that you can't even see straight. I really want you to chill. And sometimes alcohol helps with that. Sometimes breathing helps with that. If you're into EFT or maybe you're into some positive affirmations, whatever you need to do, I really recommend doing it because again, your body language speaks volumes and you want it to be positive. You want people to have that reminder of you being a good one. So body language, number two. Actually, Noah, before we move to number three, I do want to add here, when it comes to watching other people, I want you to watch for if people are being standoffish, if you see that people might be nervous, the person that you're talking to seems nervous or is uncomfortable, you know, pay attention to that. Maybe you can make them laugh or you can, you know, console them in some way during what you're saying to make them feel better. Like, well, I was really nervous coming here by myself, or saying something affirming that might help them sort of snap out of it and come back. Obviously, you don't have to do this. You can just talk. But I think that's a really good thing, just watching people's body language. And a lot of times people will tell you what's going on if like they're just nervous or, you know, maybe their English isn't very good, or maybe something just crazy just happened to them, like right outside in the parking lot, or they just got the news that they got, you know, the promotion, or something happened and like they're just mentally not there. People will typically tell you, but I think it's important to be aware. You don't want to be oblivious to people's body language, because I think you're missing out on a huge piece of the conversation, of the story of someone if you do that. If that makes any sense. Okay, so now we're going to move on to number three, which is being strategic about the conversations that you're having. So I think it's important, obviously, to ask certain questions and to put certain things out there, certain feelers, because when you're talking to people, you want to make sure the conversation's actually like going somewhere and has some weight to it. So I'm not saying it needs to be heavy. I'm just saying you want it to be something. Small talk for me doesn't make any sense. I don't understand small talk. If I'm talking to you, like there's a reason. So, and that's what I believe. And so for me, I feel like my reality shifts because that's what I believe. So if I'm talking to you, either I met you for some reason or you met me for some reason, one of us is going to be of value, if not both of us, to each other. And you may say something to me that may help me and vice versa. So like I'm open and I'm going to have a regular conversation with you. Like I've known you my whole life, because why not? That's how I roll. And I realize there's a lot of people who don't do that. And I get that I'm like an anomaly, but I think that if you're really trying to deeply connect and like connect authentically with people, you've got to do more than small talk. You've got to press for more than just the basics. How are you? Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. Because how many times are these people going to be asked that same question at this one event? A gazillion. Period, right? So make sure that you're being strategic and you're following up. You have questions. You are doing what you can to get to know this person. And here's like a pro bono tip here. Pro bonus tip here. I want to make sure that you are talking less than you are listening. Let me rephrase that. I want you to make sure that you are listening way more than you are talking. Please talk less, listen more. That's the tip here. And this is an important tip because it allows you to have strategic conversations and to have those strategic follow-up questions. If you know that somebody's really pumped up because you're watching their body language about talking about, I don't know, the last basketball game that was just on TV or football or whatever season, whatever, then ask more questions about that. You don't have to be a sports fanatic. Believe me, I don't give a shit about sports, but I typically know who's in the finals or who's in the playoffs or who's going to the Super Bowl or who's winning what champion. Like I typically know. Why? Because there are TVs everywhere, right? You can't go anywhere without seeing. You can't go to any bar typically and not see a TV blasting some stupid sports information. So please guys, if someone's excited about talking about the Redskins or the Red Sox, just indulge them, right? If that's what's getting them going right now, and you can ask them tons of questions, right? And it's so interesting that when you're listening, you get information that you can base your questions off of that are like little hints, right? And again, even if it's not, you can ask questions that maybe reroute the conversation. So like if they're really pumped about the Redskins or the Red Sox, you can be like, dude, are you from DC? Or if they're Red Sox, are you from Boston? Or blah, 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 blah. I'm from Boston, or I'm from DC, or blah. You just, you know, you have those little bits of information that you can help push the conversation into a direction. This is called being strategic. Being strategic is very important because typically when you're anywhere, you don't have forever to talk to this person. Maybe you're at the gym, maybe you're in Chick-fil-A, in the line trying to get some food. Maybe you're at an event and there's a gazillion other people that you're trying to meet and vice versa. You got to keep it going. So making sure that you're paying attention and you're listening fully listening. I could do a whole episode on just listening and how much I've had to learn about listening and how frustrating it can be to listen and to not talk or interject or cut them off or get excited too. Like, believe me, I get it. It's so hard, but it's necessary. So please make sure, this is tip number three, that you're being strategic and that you are listening way more than you are talking. It's also a really big tip from the book, How to Influence Friends or whatever, that old school book. I'll put it in my show notes, but he talks a lot about that. And it really surprised me, I guess, that was one of the big tips that I ended up taking away. And then I ended up learning why and how to utilize that for myself. So definitely strategic conversations and questions coming from listening a hell of a lot more than I'm talking has been huge for me in any situation, really, when it comes to networking. Now, number four kind of carries or piggybacks off of that one, because for me, number four is all about finding commonalities and similar interests. This is what's going to make your conversation unique, right? Having that unique conversation because of the strategic questions and the listening, you can now have a conversation that is unique and that's going to pull interesting things from this person. So when you have something in common with somebody, you're always looking for patterns. As people, humans are always looking for patterns. And I think what's really cool about that is we get to find things that we like about somebody or that we have in common or a strength that we really appreciate about that person. If you're really paying attention, you'll be able to pull something from the conversation with this person if you're really present. So please make sure for number four that you find those commonalities, those similar interests with somebody, and you make that known and you have a unique conversation. And a unique conversation could be a small joke that's being told, or, you know, like for instance, when I go to Starbucks, I tell the barista when they ask for my name and I say Whitney and they say Brittany or Courtney. And I'm like, no, Whitney, like Whitney Houston. And they're like, oh, haha. And then they write it down. They typically spell it right and they get it right. And then the next time, normally they'll remember me and be like, yeah, Whitney, and they don't fuck it up. So I think little things like that can help make that conversation unique. I could have just been like, no, Whitney, like Whitney. I don't know how else I could make that work, but you see my point, right? And doing that really, really helps because most people love Whitney Houston. I typically don't like meeting people who don't like Whitney Houston just because I don't understand where you're coming from and what that means. But if I say something like that, they're going to remember me. And in a conversation, it could be, you know, like for instance, I met this lady at an event last summer and she had these crazy glasses on. And I will never forget that. I mean, I probably will at some point, but in that moment, I remembered her because of her glasses, and they were super bright yellow and they were pointy. They had little diamond studs. They were super cute and very unique and matched her outfit perfectly. I'm not into fashion, but I remembered that. So finding things that you remember people by, it could be their name, right? Playing the name game. I do this a lot because I have a pretty bad memory. So I try to remember people by different things. And I look for the uniqueness. I look for that similarity, right? Maybe they are a Sex and the City fan, or they love This Is Us, or they love, I don't know, BMWs. It doesn't matter. It could be anything. And I know that we have that in common. So it helps me remember them better in general. And for next time, and also for following up with them. Because when you go to events or when you have anything that you're at, anything that you're doing, you could be, like I said, at the gym, you know, you leave the gym, what do? You get dressed, you take a shower, whatever, you go home, you take a shower, whatever. And people forget. But if that person follows up with you and says, hey, I met you at the gym. We were talking about kettlebells. Now that kettlebell lady kicked her ass last week. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Just wanted to, you know, you can use that when you follow up. That's the pro tip. That's going to lead you. My very last tip, by the way, is following up. And that's where you can use all of the information that I've been trying to get you to pay attention to in that follow-up sequence. When you do reach out to them, or when you do send them that email or connect with them on LinkedIn, they're going to remember you. I have a whole YouTube video on how to be memorable at events. And it's the whole basis of it is by bringing up things that are unique to that person and that person has clearly an interest in. and vice versa, or you have that in common, right? It's so much fun meeting people who like the same team as you, right? I don't give a shit about sports, but whenever I see somebody wearing Patriots or Red Sox or whatever, because I was born there and my parents grew up there and they're diehard fans, I always bond with them and we automatically have something that we have in common, right? Even if they're Yankees fans, because, you know, we hate the Yankees. I'd be like, ugh. Like yesterday I saw a lady in Target and I saw her shirt and I almost approached her and was like, ew, why are you wearing that shirt? Just to be funny and just to kind of have a conversation. And it works like that. Obviously not being a douche about it is important. It's just fun. It's just fun to start a conversation with, and it's unique. And so she's going to remember me as the girl that came up to her and was like, hey, what's up with your shirt? I'm a Red Sox fan. WTF, why are you here? And that's going to be something that we have, right, going forward. Because we both, obviously, the commonality would be we both love baseball, even though I really don't love baseball. We have that commonality, and then we had that conversation, and it was funny, and we bonded while we were waiting for our mocha lattes or whatever the hell, right? So that's the important part. Number five is offering value. When you are networking with people, when you're meeting folks, offer some value. If you can help somebody, help them. If you can offer your services, if you can offer support, condolences, anything, offer whatever you can, if you have the bandwidth. I really think that's important. And sometimes it's offering a connection. Maybe you can't pluck their eyebrows, but you can help somebody else connect with them who can. Do you know what I mean? This is the important part of networking, is being able to be a connector, something that we also don't see a lot of out there in the world, how to be a connector, how to actually connect people. And again, this goes back to some of the other tips I gave, which was listening, right? And having strategic conversations. When you're asking the right follow-up questions, you start to figure out what people need or what people are interested in. Like if they're interested in makeup or they're interested in their, whatever their business is, maybe it's real estate, being able to hook them up with some of your friends who are in makeup or in real estate, maybe what they need right now. Maybe that's the catalyst that's going to set them on this new projection in the world. Like you never know what one connection or what one person can do for someone. So offer value. And that doesn't mean pitch your shit. It just means offer value. And that could be what you have to offer, but definitely offer value, whatever it is. That was kind of easy. Number five. Number six is ask for the help that you need or ask to be connected. So if you know that you're talking to somebody and they mention knowing someone, or if you really do need something, like you need your eyebrows done, right? Or you need a tax person, or you need an accountant or a bookkeeper or a photographer for an upcoming event, like being able to just say something and then seeing what they say, a lot of people know people. They may be able to hook you up. So definitely ask for what you need. I wouldn't say, you know, do it all of the time, but if you are in a conversation, you trust this person, you feel like they wouldn't tell you to go screw yourself, then ask them, you know, and just be like, hey, do you know anybody who does personal training, or do you know anybody who does bookkeeping? Because I am struggling, or I really need to do this, or I need somebody to help me meal prep, or I really need a new nanny, or I really need a blank. Like being able to ask for help is a very important part of networking that most of us don't do. And then we wonder why we're not getting the assistance and the help that we need. No shade. It's important. Asking for help is important. And as single, independent women who don't need shit, I understand how it can be annoying to ask for help. But let me tell you how awesome it is to get that help. It's awesome. So ask for it. All right, number seven. Number seven, if there is a mutual interest, right? Or if there's something that you can help them with or vice versa, exchange information. Like exchange it. Get them to give you their name or their LinkedIn, or connect with them on something where you both feel comfortable and they are okay with giving you their information. You know, do you have a card is a common question, or are you on social media? It's another good question. Being able to ask them and then following up with, okay, cool, here's my card. Okay, cool, what's your handle? And getting their information is a great way to connect with people after you meet them. Because like I said, this isn't a game of just meeting folks. This is a game of winning at life and being connected with cool people, with like-minded folks. all around the world. That's what this is about. So definitely make sure you're actually exchanging information. You're giving them your card. I'm one of those people who doesn't always like to have cards because it forces me to get creative with how I connect with people. So that could be, what's your number? People never want to give out their number anymore. It's like what emails used to be. It's like, oh, my number. Yeah. So get their number, or maybe add them on Twitter, or add them on Instagram, or add them on LinkedIn. Or that's a really cool feature, actually, by the way. This is a fun tip. When I was at that conference back in, I don't know, last fall, I was at a Black Enterprise event. I was invited to be like a fellow or something in this group program they had. And I got up there and they had this new feature on LinkedIn where you could like connect by location or whatever, or they had like a scanny thing. Instagram does it too. So like I was in a circle somehow of a bunch of really amazing women. I know, super cool. And I pulled out my phone, or somebody had their, we all had our phones out, and we started scanning each other's. And it was so fucking cool because I just had my phone out with the little barcode and they were all able to scan it. And I think you can do the same thing with LinkedIn. So take your phone out, get creative, have fun with it. I connect with people all the time, just random ways, because there's so many ways to connect. If you want to connect on Pinterest, connect on Pinterest, right? Because if you had a decent conversation, you're going to remember them later, right? And then put reminders in your phone if you need to remember to hit them up, or, you know what I mean? Make sure you're doing that, which brings us to the last step, step number 8, which is actually following up with them. This is a huge piece of networking that, again, most people do not focus on. I actually had a freebie, which I will link somewhere, about how to follow up with people after you go to an event. And guys, you can get creative with this as well. Like, there's so many ways to connect with people. You just have to make sure you're actually following up. So if you talk to that person and you mentioned eyebrows and that you had an eyebrow person, or you know a really great esthetician, or you have a really good bookkeeper, or your tax person is freaking amazing, or you know this person who does meal prep for like super cheap, make sure you actually give them that information, right? You actually send them the link or the Yelp information or the address or whatever. Make sure you're actually doing the work that you said that you were going to do. Following through and following up is hella important. It's one of the most important parts of networking to begin with. Like, really, it's like you meet the person, you follow up. All the other steps are just bonus at this point. Are you going to follow up or not? Like, what was the point of meeting that person if you're not going to put in the work? Do you see what I mean? And it's most of the time, it's not even like really any work. It's just sending them something or reaching out and saying, hey, you know, this is where all of the time, every single time I can remember, I can think of with people who I really like in my life, it was because somebody followed up, or because we both at some point had to follow up with each other. So maybe I send out the initial email and say, hey, or I connect with them on LinkedIn and I'm like, hey, and then they follow up with me and say, hey, girl, it's so nice meeting you, blah, 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 blah. And then I follow up again and I say, cool, let's meet for coffee, or let's talk about X, Y, and Z, or here's that information I promised you, or here's this person that I said would be great for you to connect with. Being able to follow up with people is crucial. And this is just for meeting people, but guys, this works for anything else. This works for if you're trying to get a job. This works if you're trying to maybe date, right? If you're actually trying to meet somebody. This works for any sort of situation that I can literally, there's so many coming to my brain right now. Following up is important. If you're looking to build your business and connect with people who want to buy from you, being able to follow up is crucial. Guys, I can't tell you how many people haven't followed up with me and I literally didn't do business with them because they didn't follow up. I was like, bro, clearly you didn't really want to like get her done, or you just didn't really care about the sale because you just didn't follow up. You didn't even message me back, or you didn't even, you know, say anything after I responded to you. Like, what the hell? You just disappeared? How am I going to want to pay? I don't want to spend thousands of dollars on somebody who can't fucking follow up with me. That to me is a clear indicator of whether you're a professional or not. Is whether or not you can actually follow up or finish a conversation or start a conversation. Hell, can we do that? Can I get you to follow up by just starting the conversation with me in the first place? It's huge. I mean, think about it. Imagine meeting somebody at an event, saying that you needed their services, giving them your information, and they never follow up with you. And I get people get busy, but that's why you've got to schedule it. That's why you have to prioritize it. That's why you have to send reminders to yourself, or just tell that person to just come into your office, or to, you know, come by your shop at X, Y, and Z time, or, you know, PM my assistant at this email address and she'll know what to do. Like, there are ways around it. I get we're all busy. I'm not saying like put everything down and just follow up and just talk to people all the time. I mean, that'd be kind of cool, but you don't have to do that. All I'm saying is making sure that you're following through and coming across as a professional. It's important. It's very important to business, really to anything, right? I remember when I went to interviews when I was a teenager and in my young, like my low 20s, and I'd go to interviews and my mom was always like, make sure you send a little signed card. And she was very big on that, like sending a card after an interview, like giving them a thank you note, like a handwritten thank you note after an interview. And I really do believe that that's how I got one of the first jobs that I got. Was because I did that and the lady was so touched by it. So, you know, it's the little things that make a difference and it's showing up. That's super, super, super crucial. So these are my 8 tips. I kind of gave like an extra one here and there. But I really hope that you guys take these seriously and really start incorporating them whenever you go out of the house, whenever you go to an event of any sort, a social outing, you're just living your everyday life. Pay attention to these things when you meet people. Always remember to give value and to watch their body language and to be positive and professional and kind and to watch your own body language and to smile and to kind of exude the best version of you that you can that day. And really to make sure you're offering value and you're getting that in return by asking the right questions and following up and listening with your ears. Listening with your ears is huge. And make sure you get those digits. Contact them, follow up with them, please. That's like closing the circle on all of this, is making sure you're doing those things. So anyway, guys, you can find me at Whitney Danielle Coaching on the gram. And also I have a networking-based IG account. Let me not say that. It's an array of things on my Instagram account for the at Network and Spill IG. So it's becoming what it's becoming and I'm loving it. You can also find me on Twitter, like I mentioned, at Whitney DC Life, and on Pinterest, Whitney Danielle Coaching. I am Whitney Danielle Co on Facebook. And yeah, I think that's all my social media right now. So hit me up, send me an email, whitney@whitneydanielle.com. If you have any questions whatsoever, there will be an infographic for this particular episode on my Pinterest board, Networking Tips. And I really look forward to connecting with you all in the future. Thank you so much. Make sure you're subscribed. You're sharing this episode out. You bookmark it for later. And you write me a review and sell me something good. Write something nice in the review notes and make sure you give me 5 stars because why not, right? All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Cheers.